This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it's Tuesday, so I like to discuss some things with my primary guy that helps me shape my opinion when it comes to certain things, and that is Super Dave Harrington from CombatSpeed.com. How you doing, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you this evening?
I'm good. You know, one thing I have never heard you talk about, and I've never talked to you about it. It's not classified. I just never have gotten around to it. I've never heard you talk about running a gun with a can on it, with a suppressor.
Okay. It's probably because it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
What are your questions? I mean, you know, there's, you know, quality suppressors. There's not so quality suppressors. You know, the biggest issue is blowback, you know, during the extraction and ejection phase.
Right.
From bolt unlock. But you know, it's pretty cool that you bring that up, because back in the day, when I was active duty on a gun team, I was a dedicated number one man, and I was, my primary was MP5 SD.
Okay.
And I ran that gun for like 4 years. So I was pretty much on top of the, you know, running the suppressed HK. And, I guess I, you know, got it out of my system, so to speak. And that's why I never really spoke to it. But,
well, I mean, I know that there's some inherent advantages to suppressing a AR-15, for example, because that basically overgasses the gun when it's suppressed, and then it runs faster, and of course you are getting all that gas back in your face and everything else, but you do get a little benefit out of it. My question... Well, my question becomes, since handguns are... I mean, every time I talk to somebody about a handgun, while it's good to have a handgun and really master the handgun, and that's the primary gun most of us are carrying around here in the United States on a daily basis, it's really the weaker of the choices to pick, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If I know I'm going to be gunfighting, I'll definitely have a rifle,
yeah,
a rifle caliber or something. You know, coming the thing on the suppress thing, one, it's a distinct tactical advantage, because you can keep your location relatively unknown. The downside is the guns run hot. You know, and depending on, you know, if you're really in the mix, if you're mixing it up pretty hard, gun's going to get real hot.
Yeah.
And that can become problematic in just a matter of minutes, based on your volume of fire rate of fire. Gun might get a little too hot to handle easily. But suppressing a pistol, that'll probably be the next fad in your everyday carry kit. Somebody will come out with a belt carrier for a suppressor. You add that to the pile.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, with a suppressor, now all of the threaded barrels I've seen for pistols means that the suppressor is going to screw on there. Do they work their way loose? Do you have to keep on tightening them? They get real hot, and you're having to tighten them, so you have to wear gloves.
They can be problematic. That's something to watch for. Yes.
Does it lessen the velocity? Yeah, the end cap. See, every time I've had a couple of guns, like I got my first Glock G45 was suppressor ready. And okay. I got rid of that barrel as soon as I could and just got a regular Glock barrel.
Right.
Just because that cap, I kept having to tighten up that cap every time I pulled the trigger on the thing.
Right. Well, it's just what I was going to say is, that I call it an end cap. It's actually a thread protector. But little red Loctite on there, and you're good to go. But
can you take it back off with red, or is it?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. If you use a little heat, it's not a problem at all. I don't use blue Loctite anymore, man. Red Loctite is the new Loctite.
Ah.
Blue just I run my guns too hot or something. Blue just doesn't work for me.
Right. I just found that interesting because. With the guns that I run, the self-defense ammo that I'm running in them, I'm trying to run the fastest, hottest stuff I can find unless I've found some 147-grain
subsonic.
I love running that, too. But most of the time, I'm trying to find something that's hot. And the idea of getting out there and putting something in it that I'm going to bleed some of that velocity off of it, seems a little counterintuitive to me.
What do you mean, bleed a little velocity off of it? How?
Well, I mean, isn't it going to be channeling some of that gas does it lose velocity coming out of that can?
Oh no, no.
Or has it already built it up in the length of the barrel, and the can's just getting rid of the dissipating the sound?
Yeah, the cans are just trapping the gas, and preventing it from expanding and, going bang.
Right.
A lot of people call them silencers, but it's not silent. And there's always bolt chatter, depending on what type of firearm you're using.
Right.
Slide chatter, bolt chatter. But it's an excellent tactical advantage in respect to, like, initial contact or, snooping and pooping. But
how practical in today's world, though, do you think?
I don't know, man. It's kind of one of those better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Items. If it wasn't such a goat rope to go through and get them, I'd have them.
I don't own a single NFA item. I'm not going to go through it. It's not because, and it's because it's the goat rope that it is. Hang on for me.
Right.
We're coming up on the first break. Super Dave, he runs something called Combat Speed LLC, and he does, as he calls them, he does gigs all the time. He's always either doing a gig or he's getting ready to do a gig, and today he was out on the range. Probably training to make sure that he can bring you the razor's edge of it. If you want to find out what he's got going on, go to combatspeed.com. Find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington and get a guitar riff or two out of there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question. Do some people, when they're setting up a gun for self-defense, do you have people coming to you with the, they're showing up with a light and a red dot and maybe a laser and an extended magazine and all this other stuff, where it just about makes it impossible to hide this gun this way? I mean, can you get too tacked up for day to day?
I agree with that. I've seen it all. I've seen a lot of wacky stuff. And there's, you know, legit dudes running appendix with a dot and a light. Now, to me, the dot, light, laser, whatever the accoutrement you can hang on, to me, that's falls into the realm of a work gun.
Right.
You know, I would be running something like that out of a Safari Land fire rig or something. I don't know. But my
out of a holster where it, when it doesn't matter if it gets seen, right? That when you're talking about a work gun, it, right? Yeah.
Exactly. I have a Slick G45. You know, that's my everything gun. Now, I do carry a weapons light because my train of thought is if I anticipate or even if I suddenly find myself in a set of circumstances, I just put the light on the gun. How hard is it? You know what I mean?
I have thought about that.
But
I have actually
like
thought about
carrying.
That.
Yeah, I don't like carrying the big gun light combo as a concealed carry blaster. You know, I have, you know, one is none, two is one is none. I normally have at least two handhelds on me at all times. And it's just, you know, nobody's going to crack the code on kit and equipment.
No.
As long as, you know, we continue to enjoy, you know, freedom of choice, set your guns up however you can best set them up.
Right.
As long as it makes sense, you know, passes a common sense test.
I am trying to limit my setups to one accessory. So
why?
If I have, well, because once I set it up, like with a gun with a light on it, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you got to get a light. You got to get a gun with a light on it holster.
True.
And once you've got a gun with a light with it holster, like some of the Surefire lights, those will pop right on and stay pretty well. Mm-hmm. Streamlight, you need a screwdriver, you know, something
right.
Like that, or a Torx head wrench to get that on and keep it tight. So. With some guns where I'm going to have lights, I'm just going to leave them with just lights and not worry about putting a dot on them.
Okay.
Which works out pretty good because all of them are not cut for a dot. You can buy them nowadays in Optics Ready, right?
Right.
And so if I want one that's going to have a dot on it, I'm probably going to buy it Optics Ready. The guns that I have that have dots on them don't have lights on them. And I'm more likely to carry the one. But at the same time, what you just said made so much sense. I'm wondering if I have one Surefire light laying around here somewhere that would pop on just about any gun I've got and just stick on it.
Right.
Because that makes an awful lot of sense.
I just carry a weapons light and, you know, if I anticipate, you know, if it's a time-sensitive set of circumstances, and I can get away with just using a handheld, I'll use a handheld.
Sure.
If time is not a factor, then I'll put the weapons light on the pistol.
Wouldn't you want to put on? Wouldn't you want to put the weapons light on the pistol simply because if you're in a situation where you got to be guns out, don't you need both hands for reloading and holding the gun and that all that other stuff?
Well, yeah, it's always nice to have both hands to work with.
Yeah,
and that's you nailed it. I mean, there's no other reason. Get the light on the gun, and you don't have the control issues that you have using a gun light combo with a handheld.
Right. Right. I just, I'm looking at stuff. I own one pistol that is service sized. No, two. Okay. I own two pistols that are service sized. Most everything else is basically either a Glock 19 type configuration or a Glock 45 type configuration.
Yeah, some flavor of compact. Yeah.
Easier to carry. All that other stuff. But when we get back, I want to talk to you about long guns. I know that normally we're talking handguns and everything, but I've been looking at the way some of these guys set up these long guns. And
okay, cool.
I want to know what you would think about that because I only just discovered the other day that we no longer rule the night when it comes to night fighting. Did you know that had happened? Well, we're not behind anybody. Everybody just has the same capability we have. They caught our stuff and back engineered it.
Right.
And the next stuff that's
coming me at all.
The next stuff that's coming up, you won't even put your weapon up to your face. You won't even do the cheek weld. You just aim the gun at it because you'll have something in your face that you're seeing through, and you're going to be looking through an actual camera. That's going to be mounted on your gun. It's going to be gigantic.
Wow.
Sort of makes me glad I'm not in this generation. Huh?
If the concept is proofed, it'll get downsized in time.
I'm sure
you have to have proof of concept first before they commit the money to downsize it.
Well, hang on for me. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We're talking about setting up your guns to go out the door. Do you need, what is too much? What is not enough? That's what we're talking about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon confirmed Wednesday that Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley made two calls to his Chinese counterpart in the final months of the Trump administration. A Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesperson saying the calls were meant to maintain stability between the two countries. President Biden tells reporters he stands by Milley.
I have great confidence in General Milley.
According to anonymous sources, Milley called his Chinese counterpart and assured him that the United States would not attack the Chinese Communist Party, and if they were poised to attack, he would alert his counterpart. Republicans describing the actions as treasonous. There's no official word from the FDA on their stance regarding the need for a COVID-19 booster shot. However, Pfizer claims its booster restores the effectiveness of the vaccine to 95%. This is USA Radio News. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on Wednesday regarding former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar's abuse of athletes and the FBI's inaction when the allegations were brought to the agency in 2015. U.S. Olympic gymnast Allie Raisman, who was one of Nassar's victims, accuses former USA Gymnastics CEO and President Steve Penney of coordinating with the FBI to cover up allegations against Nassar.
The day of my interview, Steve Penney flew to the Olympic Training Center, and he made sure I was aware he was there. I felt pressured by the FBI to consent to Nassar's plea deal. The agent diminished the significance of my abuse and made me feel my criminal case wasn't worth pursuing.
The CDC releasing new data that shows 16 states with an obesity rate of over 35%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Let's talk a little bit about setting up your rifle, your AR-15. So, where do you start on that?
Sight. I'll just describe my setup. 16-inch National Match stainless barrel cryoed, BCM. I have fixed 3.5-power ACOG. I run a electronic aimpoint T2 electronic on the right rail, and of course it's pressure capable, and it's Surefire Scout light. And that's it,
right?
Pretty kind of bare bones, but it, you know, the way I've got it set up, it works for me extremely well. Now, I did install the Law Tactical folding knuckle.
Those are great, aren't they?
Storage and transport purposes, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Vickers, sling, 2-point sling.
Right.
And that's about it.
Now, for me,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, for me, since I never served with, there was a bunch of things that were not in vogue when I was still in the service. One of them was optics. All of the M16s, M4s that I ever came across still had the carry handle as part of the weapon, and of course the sights were at the top of the carry handle. So you still had to go to the front sight post. I did not know what a quad rail was. The handguards were the round Mattel type. And nowadays, I'm either running, although I'm slowly sort of switching. What do you think about a 1-4?
Magnified optics, it depends, really. In my mind, what's the max effective range of the base gun?
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
I start with that. Specifically, you know, AR in 5.56, you're looking at a 300-meter gun. So if you want to go with a magnifying optic, what power, so to speak, magnification power, is more than enough, you know, between adequate and more than enough for 300 meters. I've worked with, I don't know, I guess you would kind of call it a tactoscope. You know, the low power variables for, a work rifle, and what I found is I would, even though they're variables, I would find the best power setting that worked and leave it alone. I would never adjust it, really, for any reason, because I would want to see. You know what I mean? So, for example, if it was a 1x4, I would just crank it up on 4 and leave it there.
Right.
But that's problematic in and of itself, because I had, or always have had, an electronic for the short range piece. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And so when you're relying on a electronic for the short range piece, you can leave your magnified optic on the higher power setting, because you would only choose to use it when you needed it, when the right distance to the target supported it.
Right.
But I've never really, even my hunting rifles, you know, that have variable power scopes, but I find the best setting for the environment and leave it there.
I get that. I get that. What do you think about having a dot with a magnifier? Do you like those?
I don't like that, man, and I'll tell you why. To me, and maybe it's just my vision, but back in, this has been a considerable amount of time, when the magnifiers were first, you know, coming online, the dot kind of blooms a little bit. You know what I mean? Depending on the power setting you have it on, like if it's, you know, bright daylight and you've got the light ramped up a little bit, powered up, if it blooms a little bit, of course the magnification aggravates that. The magnifier itself behind a electronic is problematic in and of itself. If, you know, it's a swing sight or a swing magnifier that you can fold out of the way or fold back into place, I just didn't like it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why I opted to go with an electronic with a magnified optic, you know, and set it up where basically the electronic sight is my short range sight, my, you know, say 0 to 100. And then if anything, you know, beyond 100, I need magnification for, I use the scope. And, you know, it's pretty simple. But, no matter how you set your rifle up in respect to what you know or what you think, you have to practice and figure those things out. Figure
right.
out if it's going to work. Don't armchair quarterback it.
Right.
You know, it all sounds good when you sit around in a think tank and shop talk it, but things have a tendency to change considerably when you move from the think tank to the range and set
yeah.
it up to shoot it to find out what is actual.
Yeah, when you actually have to start putting it in play. Coming up on the next break, I got a couple more questions about the rifle when we get back. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington. I'm talking to him about this stuff simply because sometimes I think some people get out there and get a handgun or a rifle, and they get out there and they think they got to build it in order for it to be complete. And I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I think there's things you can enhance the gun with, but that's why I'm asking Super Dave, because I trust his opinion better than me. Check him out at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, talking about setup. What's good, what isn't good, what's necessary, what isn't necessary. And it really all boils down to what you can carry and what you can actually make work, right?
Absolutely. What do you like? Bottom line, though, is what can you afford? Because you can flat spend some money, you know, setting up a rig.
Yeah. I looked at the light that you run on yours, the Mini Scout.
Mm-hmm.
Almost bought it, but because it was on an AR, it's on a pistol setup, and I don't know if I'm going to have to redo it. I didn't buy that one. Simply because I think I might have to yank it apart and do some other stuff to it later on if the ATF does what they want to try to do. So yeah. I put a Enforce on it, which I know that Enforce, everybody's like, well, Enforce is no good. It's pretty good. It's good enough for me. I'm not in combat.
Right.
I'm not in combat. I have a Holosun red dot on it. On this, is a CZ Bren MS2. And I like it because it's short. I have the lawman knuckle on it, like you were talking about. That was a genius piece of kit. Whoever came up with that, that guy's sitting around on the island somewhere. What about things like angled foregrips, vertical foregrips, stuff like that? What do you think about those?
You know, back in the day, I ran vertical foregrips, and I still do. The primary reason is I broke my left wrist once upon a time, so my wrist does not roll over and allow me to lock up on the forearm like I would normally be able to.
Right.
So the vertical foregrip works for me extremely well because of that reason. The other, physical techniques of stabilizing a rifle, I can't perform that technique because of my wrist. You follow me?
I do.
So I've never used anything else. But if it works for you, use it.
But the reason, is, yeah.
You've got to work with it enough to be able to make, you know, a knowledge-based decision that it is, in fact, working for you or provides an advantage or it doesn't.
Right.
You know, just bolting something on the gun and, you know, running it for a couple of range sessions is not cutting it. When I say use it long enough to make a knowledge-based decision, I'm talking about, you know, maybe a month or two. You know, use it enough for, you know, as many different scenarios or circumstances that you can imagine and then make a decision.
Right.
I had a guy try to sting me on social media for a photo. It worked out. Kind of, I guess I caught the guy off guard a little bit. When a buddy of mine relayed the post, I just contacted the dude and said, look, man, if you like an explanation, call me and I'll tell you what's going on. And but the deal is running an electronic site on the 90-degree rail or the 3 o'clock rail instead of a 45-degree offset.
Right.
And my train of thought behind it is in support of off-axis shooting. Instead of having only one legit trajectory on the rifle, by putting it on the 90-degree rail with the weapon on its left side flat, gives me another true trajectory. And it also gives me positional advantage in respect to using, you know, appropriate cover and concealment. It just makes the weapon much more flexible. But if you look at it, it's out of the box. And I don't care what people say. You know, you always hear people say, you know, you got to think out of the box, or you got to get out more, you got to get out of your box.
Right.
And every time I get out of my box, man, somebody's wanting me to get back in it. I don't understand that part of it. But this setup I've got on a pistol caliber carbine, which is, in my mind, absolutely useful because the drop off is so bad on a pistol caliber carbine. When you start, you know, if you're having to deal with, you know, hitting the target off axis. And what I mean by off axis is generally the sights or your scope is on top of the weapon. And that's how you regulate it for windage and elevation to generate trajectory. Because if you don't, gravity is in effect at all times. So as soon as the projectile exits the bore, gravity's in effect, and it's going to the ground. You with me?
I am.
So if you take a pistol-caliber carbine and find yourself in a disgruntled position, firing position, in respect to off-axis aiming, the drop-off is horrible. And I'll give you an example. 50 yards, point of aim, point of impact, okay, legit, you take with a top-mounted aiming tool, scope or electronic dot, you turn that weapon on its side and fire, the drop was 2 feet to the left and 3 feet down.
Wow.
From, you know, the point of aim.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, got to do something about that. Now, it is, you know, as far as off-axis aiming goes, the same problem exists for rifle calibers. but it's just not, the drop-off is not as wicked or steep as it is with a pistol caliber carbine,
right.
And that's obvious. But where the off-axis aiming is going to come into working for you with rifle calibers is at distance.
I get that. So I don't really have enough time to ask you about too many other things. I'll tell you some of the things I've decided not to have with my setup, although I am rethinking one of them. I don't use, at this point, I have not used offset sights like you were talking about. Although, if I'm going to use these magnified optics like you're talking about, I've got one that I'm definitely going to have to put some on for the DMR. Because when I'm running around, if somebody's up close, I can't say, listen, I need you to run about 200 yards that way, okay, so I can see you.
Right, thanks. I get it. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about doing that, and I'm thinking about doing that with a couple of others. Not going to ever use a laser sight. And we'll talk about that next time. We're about to run out of time. First of all, thanks for joining me this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Super Dave Harrington. Combat Speed, LLC. Check him out on Facebook at Dave Harrington, also at Super Dave Harrington for his commercial page. And go check out his YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. Actually get a few little mini seminars there. Plus you get to see his attack vehicle that can go over everything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Nexus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.